Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's Tuesday, October 27th, about 7 o'clock here, local time on board. And we are about 150 miles southwest of the southern tip of the Grand Banks, heading generally eastbound, so with a little bit of south in there, towards the Azores. Made a lot of, had a big physical effort today with going through routines of going up from the third reef in the main to the second reef in the main, and going from the staysail to the solons. The solons, it turned out, had some of the other halyards that are up the mast for the fractional Jenniker and for the masthead Jenniker. It got twisted into the sail when it got rolled up, so it wouldn't permit it to unroll. We unrolled a little bit. So had to go up and deal with that. Meanwhile, the boat's tearing along at anywhere between 12 and 19 knots. One of the challenges with this boat and with this trip, actually, it's a blessing in disguise, is how do you get accustomed to the noise and the vibration of these speeds. The low teens now, boat speed, seem quite genteel. It's when you get up from 15 to 20 knots of boat speed that things start to hear it in the hull, the vibrations and wrenching of the autopilots. We've been back and forth on autopilot settings. They're not exactly intuitive, let's say, but in conversation or email exchange with Brian Harris, we came up with some better understanding from him of what the seeming contradictions of various parameters. But then pilot, and so we think we've come up with a couple of good pairs of settings for this broad-reaching with a seaway, quartering sea, one of the most difficult angles for a boat to steer at anyway. And but we are making pretty good time, and we think that the pilot has quieted it down considerably with these adjustments in the settings, so that's all good. We did get that coolant untangled aloft, although it didn't go up there, fortunately, and come up with a protocol for that to whatever those other halyards are used and then not used. They have to be winched tight to keep them from being blown, which was what was happening. The masthead Jenniker halyard was being blown with the 30 knots of wind that we've had into that furling drum aloft, and that's what was causing the problem. So if that thing made bar tight, then it'll stay away from that furling system, so that's good. We had the hydro generator going today, and that's been keeping up with the batteries. Hasn't been advancing on them, but it's keeping up with them. That's good, so we're at about 80% battery. Just had a nice turkey tetrazzini from Mountain House, I think it is, and then some garden green peas as well, and some really good tomato soup from Heinz. We can't get it in the U.S., can only get it in the U.K. So anyway, it's really that was very soothing after a long day of struggling on the foredeck. Got a little bit of sleep last night in 25-minute batches, or 12 to 25-minute batches. Just lay down at the chart table, pull a sleeping bag over me. Sometimes I put the stocking cap that my friend Scott Hamilton gave me with the 3DO in it, so that if we hit something at one of these high speeds, my head would be right next to the chart table edge. I'd have a little bit of protection, but not too much, obviously. But anyway, we're making some progress here and learning the boat, and that's one of the useful things about, even though it's pretty scary at times to be out here alone and frustrating and exhausting and challenging and so forth, is that the only way you can experience all that is to be alone. To somebody else here for these sections, then it shares the the load, but it's not a simulation of what the Vande Globe would be like. This boat that is about 30% more powerful than the last boat. So we're learning quite a bit. That's good. Okay, Rich Wilson off and clear with Great American 4 on Tuesday, October 27th.